everybody, it's your host Isaac, and we are going to do a little special show here. Not really a show, but it is special because on March 1st, 2021, I did a contest, a giveaway for people on the supporter feeds. That would be Rockfin, that would be Patreon, that would be the VIP section. And what I did was I made it completely fair. I took and exported the list of supporters, chose names at random. However, on Patreon, I had to do something a little different. I had to make it a contest because that's what they want. They wouldn't allow a giveaway, a raffle of sorts. So what I did was I made them tell me a joke, and the funniest joke, according to me, would win the package. So what you're going to hear is, because again, I try to be fair, I had Mrs. Weishaupt read the jokes so that I didn't see who wrote what, to remove any kind of bias. And then after we wrapped up the recording, I went back through and made sure we caught them all and all that stuff. And I wanted to share that with you because there actually are some funny jokes on here. There are some explicit lyrics, so, you know, brace yourself for that. But this is a live reading, live. We recorded it, her reading them to me, me lolling. And I wanted to share it with you because guess what? Maybe in this truth or community, we don't get enough laughs in. Maybe. So take a listen. And if you don't like it, that's fine too. Because guess what? I'm dropping the TMZ Illuminate Confirm March show where we're going to get into all kinds of stuff. Cruella, Lady Gaga and her dogs, Elon Musk is an alien, transhumanism, it goes on and on and on. So you can stay tuned for that. That's going to be dropping real soon. So here, without further ado, let's get into the Patreon jokes. Hey everybody, we're doing the big giveaway. It's March 1st. In fact, it's time for me to go to bed. I'm tired. And I got Mrs. Weiss. I'm in the studio with me.
Ew.
All right, live on center stage, guys. Give it up for Mrs. Weishaupt. All right. Now, what we're going to do is, because Patreon in their buzz-killing fest, they said I can't do a giveaway, so I had to do a contest. And the contest was that you had to leave a comment at the prescribed post location, and I would go through it. The one that I think is the funniest will win. And to make this fair, because I thought about this, I thought, well, how? Because here's the problem. It's like I've interacted with many of you. As I know some of you are. So what we're going to do is Mrs. Weishaupt is going to read them to me. I will not see who they are. She will not tell me who they are. And we're going to go solely on the basis of what makes me lol the most. It is midnight East Coast time. And it's Betty by time for me. So these are going to have to be real funny to make me lol. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many do we got? I think it's like,
I don't know. Where does it say?
Because I casually looked. I think it's like 58 comments. Okay. But a couple of those are mine because halfway through I went in and said, hey, everybody, I'm going to read these. Keep dropping them.
All right. Should we start?
Let's do it. Let's get into it without further ado.
All right. First one. Me and my wife were happy for 20 years. Then we met. Okay. I'll see myself out.
Okay.
First one.
So far, it's the funniest.
Shows fire. Elites are sweating more than LV and Gangster's Paradise. Insert gif of sweaty LV here.
LV?
What is LV?
I don't know.
Like Las Vegas? Vegas?
Sweaty LV.
Sweaty. Who was in Gangster's Paradise?
Coolio? I don't know.
LV. All right.
I don't know. Maybe that's a Nick Cage joke.
Hmm.
For leaving Las Vegas. Anyway, proceed.
All right. Just saw Dr. Bill Gates on a tractor in the Midwest. Must be trying to invest in Apple.
Okay. All right, next.
Okay. Talk to me. Tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games, and now you're hitching my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby. And she bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby. No. When she moves, she moves. I go crazy.
Ricky Martin, huh?
Yeah.
Is Ricky Martin she on looks my Patreon?
Like a flower, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history, she bangs, she bangs.
Okay.
Next. I think that's like that.
That's Ricky Martin.
Yeah, but do you remember that? I wonder if he's like trying to do it like that guy that was on that voice, that sing. What's that song? That show that was like a singy show?
The Voice? I don't know.
No, not the American Voice. Idol. American Idol. Because you remember that? Oh, she bangs, she bangs.
She bangs, she bangs. Okay.
I don't know. That's just me. And oh, yeah. See, it does. Underneath, it says William Hung.
William
is
Hung.
Woke as a mofo. Oh, right. See, I got it before I even kept reading.
Okay. All right. Next.
All right. What's worse than biting into an apple and finding a worm?
I don't know. What's worse
than biting? The Holocaust?
Okay. I don't
know. Okay. You have your font so small. It's very hard for me to read.
Okay.
Well, because do you see how far I have? Okay, just by the way.
Oh, here, let me zoom in for you.
I'm very nearsighted. Yeah, yeah. Isaac Weishaupt writes like a murderer with the tiniest writing on the planet and can read the tiny. Oh, okay. That's so much better. Thank you.
There we go. Okay, now we're all right.
Fuck the patriarchy. I mean, Patreon. All right. Okay. I called my boss the other day to tell him I was sick and I wouldn't make it into work. The boss asked how sick I was. I replied, I fucked my sister last night. Oh, he liked that. You guys.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Man, fuck Patreon. How's that for a lol?
Good.
Just needing comedy style. Please don't ban me. LOL. I don't know.
Okay.
Needing. Just needing. But like K-E-E.
Okay. Like kneading dough or something?
I don't
get it. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Isaac, I love your shows, but this one is not my cup of tea. You really should have Gary Wayne on the show. Okay. He was. Do you want me to read this?
Tell me when I'm supposed to laugh. Go ahead.
Do you want me to read this
whole thing? Read it.
It's like a fucking paragraph.
Oh, is it? Oh, hang on. Let me look. How long is it? Sometimes.
I mean, like, it's a. You want me to read all that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's not a joke, no.
It's not a joke. I mean, you want me to.
No. It's okay. Keep going. That person must not be in the contest. They're just leaving a comment.
Oh, okay.
And I know Gary Wayne is as far as like his research, and I will someday connect with him. I just haven't dug in deep on his stuff yet, so anyhow, to address that comment. Okay. Go ahead.
In the amount of time it takes me to comment and enter this contest, I should have just signed up for Rockfin.
That's a good. Okay.
Do you know what 99.97 survival rate means?
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be a lot cooler if you did. I don't have a good.
Oh, is that McConaughey?
McConaughey. Okay.
All right. I like it.
You'd be a lot cooler if you. I don't have a good one.
I like it.
All right, let's see.
For what it's worth, that argument is, you know, about that. I think that's referring to COVID, right? The survival rate of COVID.
Sure.
But like, I think if 99.95% of people in Miami survived a hurricane, you would still lose like a couple hundred thousand people would die. So, I mean, what was the survival rate of the World Trade Center? You know what I mean? We lost our collective shit over that.
Huh, that's a good point.
Whatever. But you know, we're not here to talk about COVID.
That's all we talk about.
That's all we talk about.
It's our whole life.
It's almost over. So I'm so glad to not care anymore.
Yes. Here I sit, brokenhearted, hope to take a shit, but only farted.
That's a good one. Okay.
I love that.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie. Do you think my face is too close to the mic? Because I can't really see.
No, you're good.
Well, I thought I had COVID years ago since I lost my taste in women a long time ago.
Good.
Central breaks are free. Crypto is dumb. COVID is real, and everyone needs to. Everyone needs the shite. What the fuck? Okay. Is that what that says?
What is that? Shite.
Shite.
Shiite.
What does that mean?
Like a Shiite and a Sunni, maybe? Oh. What's going on here? You got a phone call?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Work. That was my work.
Wow, I'm calling you late.
That's my life.
Is that a lover? Did I catch your secret lover?
My God, I wish.
You'd be so lucky.
Why did the blind man fall into the well?
Why?
Because he couldn't see that well. Ah.
Zing.
Zing.
Okay, no.
Love that fence riding, Jersey Isaac. Make fist pumping cool, bruh. What did you fist pump?
Fence riding. Okay. Fence riding on the Gnostic thing. I don't know. That's more of a comment towards the show, I believe, but regardless.
Okay.
It's definitely not as funny as fucking sisters and Holocaust jokes. So go ahead. Go ahead. Those are two big hitters so far on my list.
And the farting joke.
The farting's number three.
Okay. It's nice. Oh, hang on. Can I pause this for a moment?
I have to turn it off here.
Oh, no, you don't. Okay. It's nice to know that female gods are just as pretty as human females. That's something that crosses dimension. I don't know.
Okay, I dig it.
Why are these not jokes?
I don't know.
Okay.
Some people just leave comments, you know.
Oh, these are comments.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are just leaving comments. Most of them are leaving jokes to enter the contest, though.
Gotcha. Patreon is more controlling than my mother. Maybe it's time to switch to Rockfin, LOL. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is.
I was expecting her to say, I love the Apostle Pond. I'm sorry, the Apostle Paul. It's actually Pauline, though.
Oh, okay.
If you smell what Isaac is cooking.
Okay. The wrestling, like the Rock?
I think it's a wrestling thing. Okay. Choose me or not. All about the money after all, isn't it?
Ouch. Okay. Not funny. Go ahead. All about the money? Is that a dig on me?
I don't know.
I'm trying to give away books here. I'm trying to give away t-shirts, books.
Okay.
And good times.
Yeah. So her voice was louder than yours by far, and it really made it hard to fall asleep like I usually do listening to you.
Okay, that's a good one too. I like that one. Okay.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have anything funny, but at least I can write a poem, LOL. There once was a man who sold his soul just so he could rock and roll. But could you make this just a tiny bit bigger? I'm so sorry. I'm like having to squint.
Hang on a second here.
Thank you.
How's that?
Oh, that's way better. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. All right. I'm sorry, everybody.
Sorry, this was last minute.
Okay, there was.
I thought this would be funner than me just reading them on my own. So.
All right. There once was a man who sold his soul just so he can rock and roll, but he didn't know he was losing control. He no longer had heart and soul. To play his rock and roll, he tried to look for a loophole, but they found him hung to a pole. At least he got to play at the Super Bowl. Huh. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay.
Okay. Wow, you've come such a long way, Isaac. Keep digging and digging some more.
Thanks.
A pirate walks into a bar and has a wheel from his ship hanging off his belt buckle area. The bartender says, "Hey, buddy." Maybe hey.
Okay.
"Hey, buddy, do you have a wheel on the front of your pants?" I don't know. Do you think he meant he or hey? He, buddy. Do you have? Buddy. I would say it's hey, but it says he.
Hey, buddy. Do you have a wheel? Hey, buddy.
Do you have a wheel? And the pirate says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts." I'm fucking these up. They're pretty funny, and I'm fucking them up. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Best dad joke I got.
Sometimes the app, like, you know, sometimes people are texting on the app, and the app's a little clunkier.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Okay. Okay. You got to be Peter Falken me now. I got to make you laugh. Okay, here's a joke. Should I just read the jokes?
No, read the whole thing.
What's a falcon?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. How do you get to... How do you get a Sesame Street phoenix?
I don't know how.
You got to light Big Bird on fire.
Okay. Dark.
This is 1903. I don't know. Butthead. She said pull out. This should win the contest. I don't get that. What's 1903?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's like the timestamp or something? Would you say this should win the contest?
That's what somebody wrote.
Like, that's the joke?
I don't know.
This should... Okay, I get it. All right. Okay, I get it. Let's see what they did there.
Oh, my God.
What? Is it a complaint comment?
I don't know. Right, ancient Gnostics did not view... It's like a whole thing.
Okay. That's not a joke. We can skip that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's full of crazy Yiddish Kabbalah words and stuff. I don't even know how to pronounce half of those words.
All right. I just thought we were doing the jokes.
We're just doing the jokes. I'll read through the rest of the comments after. I didn't want to look at anyone's name associated with the joke. Hence the reason
you want to have a nice blind contest.
I want this to be as fair as humanly possible.
Got it. This is the funniest joke in the world. During World War II, the British decimated the German forces with this joke because they would laugh themselves to death. Disclaimer, I cannot be responsible for any German-speaking people who proceeded beyond this point. You have been forewarned.
Lord.
Oh, I can't. It's in... It's in German, yeah.
I don't speak German. We'll have to Google translate it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what that says.
All right, we'll come back to that.
All right.
Google translate it before I conclude.
Okay.
Keep moving.
It's been a rough week here in Texas trying to find something funny to say. Don't eat the snow, even if it isn't yellow, it isn't real.
All right, because Texas. Hey, you guys are good now. You're fine now.
Yeah, quit bitching.
You're good now. You're fine.
You're fine.
I heard they were still boiling water. Yeah, go ahead. We got a lot of comments to get through.
I'm sorry. That was actually pretty brutal and horrible. So I'm sorry that you guys are going through that. Sad. Okay. I hope y'all are staying warm and safe out though. Okay, wait. That's not a joke. I feel like this show is getting so far away from all of
this.
I think this is
that. Yeah, that's not a joke.
I don't see that's a joke. It's a complaint.
Okay, next.
Oh, boy.
Is it a joke or a comment?
Oh, boy. All
right, let me check it out.
Okay, now for the joke. Oh, man. Okay.
This is going to take a little... Well, there.
A man walks into a large and popular pet shop and says to the owner, "All right, I want to buy a pet, but something special, something different." The pet shop owner informs him that he has to talk to... Wait. He has a talking centipede. "Really?" says the man. "How much?" The owner informs him that the talking centipede is $75. Happy with the usual offering, the man pays the money and takes his new pet home. After getting home, he lays the matchbox with the centipede in it on the table, opens it, and says, "Hello, Mr. Centipede. Fancy going to the bar for a few drinks?" And the centipede says nothing, figuring it must be tired from the journey. He decided to leave it for an hour and try again later. An hour later, he opens the matchbox and says, "Hello, Mr. Centipede. Fancy going to the bar for a few drinks?" And the centipede says nothing again, starting to get suspicious. The man decides he will give it one more hour And if the centipede doesn't talk, he will take it back to the shop for a refund. An hour later, the man opens the matchbox and says, "Hello, Mr. Centipede. Fancy going to the bar for a few drinks?" The centipede says, "I heard you the first time, you moron. I'm putting my shoes on." That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was worth the extremely long build-up.
I would hate to write that out. If I was writing that, I would be so sad. I hope
they copied and pasted it. That's funny. Right. Okay.
All right. An alien is flying down the country road when he spots a farmer standing in the middle of a huge field of grass. The alien pulls the UFO over to the side of the road and notice that the farmer is just standing there, doing nothing, looking at nothing. The alien gets out of the UFO, walks all the way out to the farmer, and asks him, "Excuse me, mister, but what are you doing?" And the farmer replies, "I'm trying to win a Nobel Prize." "How?" asks the Martian, puzzled. "Well, I heard that they are giving Nobel Prize to the people who are outstanding in their field."
Okay, all right. Pretty funny.
My vision is shit.
Oh, no.
All right. It's like weird. Is it because you're bright? Is it very bright?
Yeah, let me turn the brightness up here.
Oh, my gosh. How do you read this?
Okay.
You have like x-ray vision.
All right. I got the brightness turned up now. Zoomed in, brightness up.
All right. Sorry.
Let's rock.
All right. I'm in Dallas as well as Skinny. Stay warm and stay safe.
Oh, Skinny Fresh. Probably Skinny Fresh.
Oh, I see.
He's in Dallas.
MSM is a real joke nowadays. What's MSM?
Mainstream media.
Oh.
Okay.
Yo, Jabroski. I'm all out of ducats for rolling papers, and the store has no TP still. I need those books to roll them up and make a fatty woke's... Roll up some mega fatty woke spliffs, and I need the shirt to wipe my bum. Help a brother out. Poor guy.
Okay.
Mega fatty woke spliffs. All right. What did the hot dog say when he won the contest?
I don't know what.
He said, "I'm the wiener."
Okay.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Then somebody said, "D's nuts."
I like it. Okay.
D's nuts. Me too. All right. Money is the most effective way to allocate resources. No other system works. This isn't funny.
Well, sometimes you'll get some non-jokes inserted in there.
All right. Okay. So in the beginning, she mentions that the woman... Okay.
That's a comment.
They should like write like...
I didn't... This is why I just wanted to pick a random. Fuck. Because a random's the easiest, fairest way of doing it. But Patreon's like, no. Make it a contest.
Okay. All right. Made me think when you guys brought up the Steelers wheel, clowns to the left, jokers to the right. Generally, right-minded people use clown world, and the left is all triggered over Joker.
That's a comment.
That's not very funny. Okay, let's see here.
We're getting close to the end.
I don't know. I have to read to see if there's like jokes are in them. Yeah, corsetin. So that I'm not like...
I think we're getting close to the end here.
Missing.
Okay.
You are not awake. You are not awake. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. Next.
Hey, Isaac. What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
What?
Breathe. Ella would get it because he was purple.
Okay. All right. That's funny.
Ava Maria.
What?
All right. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe like that song. Ava Maria.
I don't know.
You don't know that song? It's lovely. My wife is, what did I just do? Stop rubbing your head.
I'm not rubbing because Eve is, our dog is down there barking.
Oh, okay. My wife is so much more attractive than me that no one wants to believe we're together. Even the cashier placed a divider between our groceries.
that's good.
That's funny. I guess that's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, okay. Let me get.
I just did something.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. Well, oh my. And then I had Phil Goodrich mailed me a song. I will contact him.
Who did?
the surfer painter guy.
Dude, he's so dope.
Yeah, he sent me a song. So
he wrote you a song?
Yeah, I'll insert it on the thing if he wants me to.
That's pretty adorable. Did he sing it to you?
Kind of, yeah.
Did he serenade you with it?
Mm-hmm, kind of.
I love that guy.
Yeah. So, okay.
Wow, what a guy.
Now, as far as funny jokes on here. Oh, man. Some ones that stand out. The centipede one was good. The pirate one was good. The person that falls asleep listening to the show is good. The Here I Sit So Lonely Hearted is a classic. But, man, my top two. Oh, we got to make this like a reality show. I can't be like, well, second place goes to, I'm going to have to give you
first place.
It's like
House Hunters. You can't. We have to wait to go to break before you can be like, the house I choose is.
The joke that I want the most to win. Oh, man. All right. I think the number one, the winner of the prize, the joke about the guy fucking his sister.
Oh, wow.
That was my favorite one.
You do like a good sister fucking joke.
Oh, my sister's not listening.
Gross.
This is getting very awkward now.
This is.
So, okay, I'll be in touch with, I'll have to look through the comments, see who wrote it. I will contact them via message.
You want me
message.
To look and see if I can find it?
Sure, yeah.
So you can shout it out?
It was like near the top. Yeah, it was one of the first ones.
Let me see.
And I will message that person through the Patreon messaging system. Please respond, you know, as soon as you can. Within
Mr. James Brown.
Mr. James Brown.
Yes.
Get up. Yeah, we'll. I'll contact you and mail you the books and the shirt. I'll be in touch. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you for being on the Patreon team. Now I'm going to bed where I will watch, fun fact, I watch Wicker Man every night when I fall asleep. I've seen the first 10 minutes of Wicker Man at least 700 times.
At least. Yeah.
Corn rigs and barley rigs and corn rigs are bunny. All right. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Night.
All right. Hope you got a big lull out of that. Now, I forgot to mention. So I actually already contacted the winner. So check your email. So like on Rockfin, a guy named William D. I don't want to say his last name. In case he wants to be anonymous, I emailed him under the email that he gave Rockfin. In the VIP section, we got Francie. You know Francie, tier 2, shout out for Francie. I emailed that person. And then, of course, on the Patreon, I messaged James Brown, which turns out bad news. long story short, I found out that the UK, which I don't know if that's where James Brown is from, but the UK, they have this new value-added tax, and I have to, like, register as a business and all this nonsense and pay 20% and all this craziness. So I actually turned that off on the Gumroad store. So my apologies to UK customers. You can't buy my signed books or my shirts or anything until I figure it out. I got to figure out how to do this. I got to talk. It ain't simple either. I don't know why they're making it so difficult, but it's real difficult. And apparently it's because of Brexit. I don't know. I barely know American politics. I definitely don't know British politics. But anyway, thanks for being a supporter. And look, if you want signed books, you can get mine on the Gumroad. Link in the show notes. Gumroad.com/IsaacW, where I still have some of these shirts. This is the last run I'm going to do on those ultra soft, comfortable t-shirts for the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. Where on the back it has the logo, it says these nerds are going to kill us, because guess what? That's what they're doing. You can also get Marisa Acacella's books, like The Big Shebang, the graphic novel. Go back to that show. I have the link in the show notes for that. You could check that out and buy one from her directly. Thank you for supporting the research that I give here. Thank you for your time. And until next time, stay woke.